Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Week 8 style here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. And I'll tell you what, Week 8 in the NFL was absolutely action-packed, power-packed, intense. Some heated rivalries, got reacquainted. AFC North battle, Steelers holding off Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And wow, man, oh man, 7-0, are you kidding me? The Vikings getting past the Green Bay Packers, a huge, and I do mean huge day from Dalvin Cook. Chiefs blowing out the Jets, 5 TD passes, and more than 400 yards from my main man, Patty Mahomes. Tua, yeah, Tua. That guy got his first NFL win. Joe Burrow, the Bengals, they upset the Titans. Are you kidding me? What's up with the Titans losing to the Steelers last week, losing to Joe Burrow and the Bengals this week? Patriots fumbling late in the game, trying to come back against the Bills. Didn't happen for them. I mean, just crazy stuff happening in the NFL. In the afternoon, man, oh, man, the Broncos, they won on that late touchdown pass. No time, no play. Final play of the game, Russell Wilson looking dominant once again, getting back to maybe, dare I say, MVP-like form. Saints holding off a Chicago Bears team in overtime that, let me tell you what, they're impressive as all hell. I got to say it, man. The Bears, they're impressive as all hell. They play hard each and every week. Didn't get it done. Raiders beating the Browns. Just when you think the Browns are turning the corner, bam, the Raiders come to town. Colts, what a game from them. Beating up on the Lions. Not really all that surprised about that. But, man, oh, man, what a wild week in the NFL. Just crazy, crazy stuff. I can't wait to dive into it here on the NFL Rewind. World famous Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. I'll be right back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun. Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line. 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun, snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He goes to left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
2nd and 10 from the Falcons 19. Dalvin Cook is the tailback, feeling in motion to the right. Now he motions back to the left. Hand off Dalvin. Sprints out to the left. Gets a block from Thielen. Walks into the end zone. Second touchdown today, and it's 13-0 Vikings.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Same goes.
Hopefully not, baby. Hopefully you're just seeing the Dorfman right here on NFL Rewind, Week 8 style of the NFL Rewind on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. Get at me, people. Let's rap about the week. Crazy week at that. I'm going to run through the scores and big, big, big game for Dalvin Cook, man. 3 touchdowns on the ground, 1 in the air, and a beatdown, a serious ass-kicking of the Green Bay Packers, baby. I'll get through it, man. Trust me, I am gonna break it down like never before, because Week 8, midway through the NFL season, absolutely insane. All right, here we go. Let's run through the scores. All right, late night game. Eagles 23-9 over the much depleted Dallas Cowboys. Ben DiNucci. Yeah, that's right. Ben DiNucci got the start for the Dallas Cowboys. Here's the good news, people. Got through the game. Unfortunately, they take another L. The Eagles a little closer to 500, maybe back to a little bit of respectability. And you know what? A lot of people all over Carson Wentz early and maybe starting to come around a little bit. Eagles 23-9 over the Cowboys. Seahawks 37-27 over the 49ers. Russell Wilson maybe back to his MVP form. Bears going down to the Saints 26-23. Took overtime, but Drew Brees and the fellas do get it done. Broncos 31-30 over the Chargers. No time left in that game. Locke gets a touchdown pass, and there the Broncos get the victory. Wild, insane finish there. Just nuts. Ravens losing to the undefeated still Pittsburgh Steelers 28-24. Lamar, man, oh man, I'm gonna have a conversation about Lamar Jackson because I love the dude, but we got to talk about some issues that he has on the football field. Dolphins, Tua getting his first victory over the Rams and Jared Goff. 28-17. Tua didn't have to do much. I think that should be noted here because the Rams making all kinds of mistakes. Chiefs 35-9 over the Jets. Jets. And a huge day for Patty Mahomes. Heard him in the highlights. Over 400 yards, 416 to be exact. 5 TD. Not a bad day for Patty Mahomes. And like we said, Dalvin Cook running all over the Green Bay Packers. 30 carries. 163 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 in the air as well. Not a lot of plays run by the Vikings, but dude touched the ball, if I'm not mistaken, 32 or 34 or 33 times of the 48 plays. Yeah, just 48 plays ran for the Minnesota Vikings, but it's enough to get by the Packers, who struggled all day on offense, 28-22. Lie downs, they did that. They really did, man. 41-21 Colts. That's starting to look like a pretty formidable football team, to be quite honest with you. Raiders, 16-6 over the Browns. And like I said, man, right when you think Baker Mayfield and the Browns might be looking okay, well, they have a game like this where the Raiders beat them and they don't score many points. 31-20, that's the final with the Bengals, 31-20 over the Titans. And tell you what, Joe Burrow, man, oh, man, dude just keeps playing really good football. I like this kid. I really do. He's showing me something. Continue to protect this guy. Build that offensive line. You may have yourselves a quarterback for 10, 12 years that you don't want to get rid of. Bills 24-21 over the Patriots. And I'll tell you what, Cam Newton fumbling away opportunities at the end of the game there for the Patriots. Otherwise, we could be talking about a different story, like the Patriots getting themselves back in the mix in that division. I want to run you through the division standings, by the way, real quick. Might as well do that in this segment as well. Buffalo on top of that division, 6-2. And Miami still within reach. And again, the new quarterback, Tua, now they've won 3 straight. I wasn't overly impressed with Tua. Tua was tough on himself as well. And truth be told, so many mistakes from the Rams. Hard to get a real judgment, a real feeling about Tua and what his capabilities are, if you ask me. New England 2-5. I'd say they're in trouble. The Jets 0-8. They're not going to win a game. That's I'm going to make a bold prediction. If you lose to the Jets, you're really bad, and that could be the game that costs you making the postseason, to be honest with you. Steelers, only undefeated team remaining in the NFL, 7-0. Baltimore, 5-2. Cleveland, 5-3. Three teams potentially could get into the postseason out of the AFC North. We'll see if Cleveland can hang on. That would be my one team that I'm not really sold on. Baltimore took a little step back. We'll break that stuff down. We'll start talking about the good and the bad and the ugly, obviously, on the other side. Just want to get through all of the standings as they are through 8 weeks here in the NFL. AFC South, Tennessee Titans on top there with the Colts, both teams 5-2. And quite frankly, this is a two-team race between the Titans and the Colts. Texans, they're just a bad football team. Jacksonville, they're a bad football team. So truth be told, there's a two-team race. So you're going to look at probably the Titans and the Colts making it. You got the Steelers, Ravens, and Browns potentially making it. Buffalo and Miami. Basically, we're going to be fighting for one team. One team that I said isn't going to make it. 7 spots this year in the postseason with that extra playoff spot. Remember that. All right, NFC East. Philadelphia got it back a little closer to respectability by getting themselves to 3-4-1, one game under 500 now, and atop that division. Washington 2-5, Dallas 2-6, and then obviously the Giants 1-6, with a game to play on Monday night. Okay. Green Bay Packers 5-2, Bears 5-3, big loss for them when you think about what happened with them and the Saints, unable to get that victory in overtime, are the Chicago Bears. So the Saints did the Green Bay Packers a little bit of a favor. And they also did the Packers a favor in the sense of keeping the Packers in the mix for having the best record in all of the NFL. Okay, so Green Bay 5-2, Chicago 5-3, Lions 3-4 on the outside looking in. Minnesota 2-5, definitely on the outside looking in right now in the postseason. NFC South, Saints on top for the moment, 5-2. Buccaneers Monday nighter against the Giants. Most likely, I would say you're going to get a victory there, so they'll be back on top. Carolina Panthers taking that loss against the Falcons. That was a bad one. Got to say it. Bad loss. May hurt their chances of making the postseason when you think about one game that could be huge ramifications as far as what you do in the postseason. All right, real quickly, the NFC West may be the best football in all of the NFL, to be quite honest with you. Seattle 6-1, obviously the best record in the NFC right now. So right now, everything goes through Seattle, at least at this moment in time. Arizona behind them at 5-2. The Rams 5-3. San Francisco 4-4. Record wise, it's not even close. This is absolutely the best division in all of the NFL. All right, folks. So getting you through the records, getting you through what happened in week 8 of the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. Get at me a couple of different ways. You can obviously call me 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there as well. Man, oh man, week 8 in the NFL, some really good performances too. Like, I got to get into that because that was insane. Some really, really good performances. Dalvin Cook, my man Patrick Mahomes. Dude, those guys were insane. Those guys were unbelievable. And it's unbelievable to me that one person can have such a huge impact on the NFL football field. All right, I think I better start heading to a break. So, again, keep it close, everybody. It's the world-famous Sports Overnight America. You're hanging out with me right here on the NFL Rewind-style Sports Overnight America. Week 8, baby. I'll be back, everybody.
It's a snap to Burrow. Short set. Throws to the right. Single coverage in the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown by Ja'Marr Chase in the far right corner of the end zone. He beat A.J. Terrell again in single coverage.
Ngabalola looking to his left. Looped deep in the end zone. Ja'Marr. Touchdown! What a catch! Henry Ruggs!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
This is a Potter's Field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Second down and eight. Snap, spin, fake handoff, deep drop back. Wilson moving up, pocket collapsing. He's being chased from the hash mark. Runs to the numbers, runs to the sideline, the near side 40. Near side, sideline 50. Down the sideline 40. The 30. He runs inside the 25 of Minnesota, and he's down near the 21. Russell Wilson is a magician. How did he escape flying down the near sideline?
Carson in the backfield, slot near side. Russell takes a shotgun snap, play fake. He's going to run it again. Has running room. He's in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, baby, let's go. It's week 8 of the NFL Rewind right here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, too. It's Dorf on Sports. Literally, man, the page off the freaking hook, man. So much engagement from you, the fans. Love you so much. Can't tell you. Seriously. Can't tell you enough. Without you, I don't know why I'd be here. Seriously. Week 8 of the NFL did not disappoint us here on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. And neither did Russell Wilson. Dude got back to his NFL MVP status. 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 27 of 37, only 261 yards, but a lot of good plays, a lot of good throws, a lot of good decisions. On the other hand, Jimmy Garoppolo, Nick Mullins, the combination, I don't know what the hell's going on there, but you better figure it out because you may wind up playing yourself out of the NFL postseason because of the disaster that is what's going on at the quarterback for you. But Russell Wilson, dude's amazing. Love that guy. I predicted that he would be the MVP this year. I can't even believe that he's never received any votes for the MVP. It boggling, isn't it? Mind-boggling. Seriously. Dude's too good. Dude is way too good. Never to have gotten looked at. And the Seattle Seahawks have had really good seasons with this guy. And I do finally think that he's going to get rewarded. It is his award to lose, if you ask me. At least at this moment in time. I mean, you could always say Patty Mahomes, of course. That dude is unbelievable as well. We know it. 416 yards. 5 touchdowns for that guy. Outdoing Russell a little bit. And the Chiefs, for crying out loud, they're just so damn good, man. Like, seriously, how many weapons does this guy need? How many weapons does he need? Le'Veon Bell got in the action. They used him in the passing game a little bit more than the running game. And the running game wasn't really needed either because Patty Mahomes was ridiculous. We know. No interceptions, too, for him. I think that, to me, that's what separates the really good quarterbacks from guys that you're like, oh, they're good. They're pretty good. No, like, Patrick Mahomes is amazing. Russell Wilson is amazing. They may have a bad game and throw an interception or two, or like in Russell's case a week ago against the Cardinals where he had three. But then he bounces back, dude. That's what MVPs do. That's what MVP guys do. Patrick Mahomes looks solid too. I just think it's going to be really hard to beat them. Push comes to shove. I know they have one loss. Things like that happen. Might be a good thing at the end of the day. So when I look at what Patty Mahomes and guys like Russell Wilson are able to do week in and week out, it's amazing. And that's why they're going to be MVP candidates every single year they play. They're just that good. They make a difference every single week. And in most cases, it's for the positive, for the good. All right, let's keep it moving. Bills, man, let me break this down a little bit. Josh Allen, we saw a guy that's up and coming. Definitely saw a guy that's up and coming there. This kid is learning the NFL game right before our eyes. The Bills are becoming a better team together. I like what I'm seeing from them. I don't think they're Super Bowl caliber. Nah, no way. But they're on their way. And Josh Allen doesn't have to do much for the most part. That's another thing. That defense, staunch. It goes out there and makes plays, man. And Cam Newton, what's up with that guy? The late fumble is what really did them in. Had a chance to at least be putting that into overtime. Can't have that mistake at that time. Bill Belichick is seriously like biting his teeth every single time, man. He's grinding those teeth, man. You can see the years kind of coming on him this season. Just doesn't have that same pep in his step, and rightfully so. Seriously, rightfully so. But there's something about the Bills that they're going to be in every game, and it's because of their defense. But I do like Josh Allen. I like how this guy is progressing. Doesn't have to do much week in and week out. So what does that mean come postseason? That to me, that's the big question. All right, I want to keep it rolling. Real quickly, we'll dive into another, and I'm going to get more in depth into this stuff, but I'm just kind of scratching the surface, things that have kind of struck at me. The Steelers, I got to get on this a little bit. To me, that's one of the biggest takeaways of Week 8. They're undefeated still. They beat the Ravens, and I'll tell you what, they came back. The Ravens were up 10 points, if you don't remember. Ravens were up 17-7. The Steelers had a tough start. But there's something about the calm, the poise, the confidence that they have throughout a ball game, whether they're winning or losing, to be honest with you. That's Big Ben. That's Mike Tomlin. That's their influence, obviously having a really positive effect upon everybody else. So I really like what I'm seeing from the Steelers, man. And I got to talk about this because this is another huge takeaway that I had from Week 8 of the NFL. Lamar Jackson has got to, and let me repeat this loud and clear, I love the guy. I absolutely love him. He is a competitor. But that dude has got to get better. Lamar, you got to start working on throwing the ball in traffic, in some tight windows, and making those plays. Otherwise, you can't throw those. You can't make those plays. You can't try them. He has to get better at throwing the deep ball. He has to get better at going past one wide receiver. Has really good tight ends. But ultimately, part of the problem to me also is they need more weapons. They need better weapons for Lamar. So part of the problem is Lamar has to get better. But the other part of the problem is the weapons that he has, they're okay. Nothing super special. Nothing that comes out at you and says, woof, gotta have that guy, gotta have that guy. No, uh-uh. So there's something missing with Lamar Jackson. I guess that's what I'm saying. And here's what is amazing about having something missing and being Lamar Jackson. Like, that guy has already been the MVP of this league. See, I think we're so quick to just give guys awards because they boggle our mind with dazzling plays and just amazing things that they can do on the football field. Whatever happened to the main thing? The main thing that you got to do on a football field, or any damn field for that matter. You got to go out there and win, don't you? And you got to go out there and win when it matters most. And to me, that's the postseason, not the regular season. All right, I hear the music. I know I got to take that pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. But I'll continue, obviously, rapping about Week 8 of the NFL. Man, oh man, it did not disappoint. Some really good games, some great finishes, some great performances. Week 8 of the NFL. What do you expect, man? I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. I'll come back and continue with the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Middle again? Or are they going to do a little play-action pass? We'll see what the Redskins think's going to happen.
It's the play-action. Jackson's going to keep it, and he will stroll it easily with a tumble for six. That's a touchdown with a flourish from the Louisville Cardinal.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Kamara is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff running right, sprints it to the second level, across the 40, 45, 50, now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks a tackle at the 5, into the end zone! Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter for the Raiders.
First and 10 from the 37, 12:48 to play in this first half. Carr from the gun. Carr, pump fake. Carr floats one to the far side. Wide open separation. Amari Cooper is gone. 20-10, touchdown. Jalen Mills got beat. And the Raiders make them pay, 63 yards through the air for Oakland.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you. World famous Sports Overnight America. Week 8 of the NFL Rewind here on the program. And I'll tell you what, man, Alvin Kamara, unbelievable how this guy is just so versatile between the backfield and coming out of the backfield to catch passes. I mean, 9 catches, 96 yards. That's ridiculous, man. 12 touches, 67 yards as far as rushing the ball. So this guy finds a way to touch the ball 21 different times. And late in the game, huge impact. Playmaking from Alvin Kamara, which helped the New Orleans Saints get past a gritty, gutty effort from a Chicago Bear team that, quite frankly, I'll be honest, man, if they ever figure it out on offense, they might wind up being a really, really tough out. Because Allen Robinson, not a bad receiver. Anthony Miller, not a bad receiver. Darnell Mooney, not a bad player. Like, this guy has some weapons. And Nick Foles, again, the numbers aren't going to blow you away. The interceptions, you don't want to see those. And again, Drew Brees, another one of those guys that we talk about being a great quarterback, an elite quarterback. And his numbers, you see 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. So again, it's the little things. I think that from what I've seen all season long in general, the little things make a huge difference. You really got to go out there and play a complete game. Last I remember, games are 60 minutes, people. So you got to go out there and you got to perform for 60 minutes. Let's talk Raiders for a moment. Because every time you count the Raiders out, they bounce back in and make you go, you know what? They can beat anybody. Any given Sunday, they can beat anybody. But they can also lose to anybody. And I think that's part of being inconsistent. I think there's a lot of teams right now that are a bit inconsistent. But I'll tell you what, Derek Carr doesn't kill you with his numbers, okay? That's not what it's going to do. But he's effective. He's efficient. And you know, when he doesn't throw for a lot of yards, he still doesn't hurt you with an interception. And there are times when he does, so don't get me wrong. Baker didn't do much either. Here's what I was really kind of struggling with, like, the whole day when it came to the NFL. Not a lot of plays being run by teams. Like in the Green Bay Packer game, Packers and Vikings, I believe there were four possessions total in the first half. Two from each team, and they both scored two touchdowns. But four possessions in 30 minutes? That doesn't sound like a lot of possessions to me. So you're not going to be running a lot of plays. For instance, Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. He throws the ball 25 times. That's not a lot. Only completing 12 of those 25 passes, which, again, not good. I don't like Baker that much. And this is not one of those performances that he's going to want me to look at, because I'm going to pick it apart, Baker. And truth be told, every time I think the Cleveland Browns might be turning the corner, they go out and they stab me in the back, man. So Baker didn't show up. Cleveland didn't really show up. But again, back to my point, 22 rushing. That's it. 22 times they rushed the ball. Baker throws the ball 25 times. That's 47 plays, man. 47 plays. That doesn't sound like a lot of plays in a four-quarter game to me. It just doesn't. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know. 1-800-878-7529. But there's just something about guys that don't perform all that well. And Baker, to me, you know, less is more, but you got to give him something here and there. Titans, what's up with the Titans, man? Like, seriously, they got Derrick Henry, who does his thing week in and week out. The defense has been better. I'm not quite sure what's up right now. Maybe they're going through a midseason slump, because the last couple weeks they've given up some points, and they gave up points to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And I know they turned the ball over a little bit too, but quite frankly, this is a game the Titans got to win. You got to beat the Bengals, man. Like, Ryan Tannehill's got to make more plays than Joe Burrow. It's just got to happen. Can't get outplayed by a rookie. I don't know what to say. I'm a little shocked, I guess, to be honest with you. A little bit shocked that the Titans didn't rebound against the Bengals. Colts kind of got a little mojo going. I'll be honest. I think the Colts have some mojo brewing. They got a really good defense too, by the way. And the offense, I think it might be starting to click a little bit. And truth be told, you know, they got Phillip Rivers because they thought that this guy could be the difference maker for them. You know what? Right now, 5-2, not looking too bad. Three touchdowns for him, 33 passes, 23 of them complete, 262. Stafford, three touchdowns, one interception, throws it 42 times. I like the balance that Indianapolis gets. And by the way, remember I said 47 plays Cleveland? Well, for instance, the Colts ran the ball 39 times and they passed it 33. Quick math, Dorfman, that's 72. That's 72 pass and run plays. So that's like almost 30 more plays than the Browns are running. That's a big difference. See, like, Matt Stafford throws it 42 times. They only rush it 13. 55 to 72, that's ball control. That's the Colts dominating this football game. So I think I'm seeing some themes happen and some things just kind of repeat themselves week in and week out. Like, good football teams control the ball. They rack up the plays. They give their defense time to recover. You know, a couple weeks ago, I'm talking about coaches, you got to be better. You know, offense has got to be better now. Offense has got to give their defenses time to chill. And that, to me, is what ultimately you know, the Green Bay Packers, you're probably kind of scratching your head a little bit because ball control was yours in the first half, and yet the score was tied. So you're kind of blaming things on the defense. But quite frankly, man, that defense didn't give up any points in the fourth quarter. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. Your offense sputtered, man. And I think this was the week where not having Aaron Jones in that lineup finally caught up to them. Like, he's been doing it, Aaron Rodgers, that is, has been doing it without guys like Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams week in and week out. Hasn't really mattered. Hasn't missed much of a beat. But I do think that may have finally caught up to them. And again, like, the Packers, 65 plays they ran. Not terrible. Minnesota, see, that's what's going to shock you here. They ran the ball 34 times. That's a ton. And Delvin Cook, by the way, what a freaking beast that guy was. 30 carries, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, a couple of touches in the receiving game for 63 yards. Oh, and by the way, one more touchdown coming up with the 4 scores, and then you can notch on the extra point, obviously, as we know. But they couldn't stop Dalvin Cook, man. It's that plain and simple. Dalvin Cook beat the crap out of the Green Bay Packers, man. He kicked their ass all over the field. That's what he did. I'm sorry, there's no other way for me to say it, man. He literally beat them by himself. He beat the Green Bay Packers by himself. So that was a hell of a performance from Dalvin Cook. And on the other hand, Green Bay Packers defense, the one thing that I will say that there's no excuse for is you didn't knock this guy in the mouth and make it more difficult. Because dude was that good. Dude played a fantastic game. But you got to do something to get him out of his rhythm. So shame on you for not stepping up to the plate and smacking that dude in the mouth. Talked about the big day from my man Patrick Mahomes. 416 yards, 5 touchdowns. Beautiful day. Tua, let's talk Tua. It was Tua time, baby. It was Tua time for the Miami Dolphins. And here's the takeaway from this. Jared Goff. Okay, here's I'm gonna throw some numbers at you people. Some crazy numbers too, by the way. Jared Goff, he slung it, man. He just was out there throwing the ball all over the freaking field. And by the way, not only to the Rams but to some Miami Dolphins too. Two interceptions, 1 touchdown. That ain't going to cut it. Never going to cut it. But he threw the ball 61 times. They rushed the ball for 29. Man, again, just a ton of plays being ran. That's 90 plays, okay? 90 freaking plays being run by the Rams. The Dolphins, so basically they controlled the ball, but they made mistakes, man. 20-20, they were kicking the butt out of the Miami Dolphins, but inside the 20, they made mistakes. Like Jared Goff was finding the Dolphin guys instead of finding his own guys at that point in time, making some bad decisions too. Tua gets the victory, didn't have to do much. And Miami didn't do much. Their defense did it all. 22 throwing, 12 of 22, 93 yards. Not going to blow you away, not at all. 1 touchdown, no interceptions. You like that number. Rushed it 25 times. Dude, they didn't even run 50 plays. Again, the theme that I'm taking away was just wild stuff as far as teams not being able to do more with the ball at certain moments and times of this game. But at the end of the day, congratulations to Tua, okay? Dude went out there and did what he's supposed to do. Tua gets a victory. So I can't be upset at Tua for going out there and get a victory, okay? I'm blaming the Rams for having a terrible, lackluster game. Steelers, you dominated the Ravens in the second half of that game. You flexed your muscles once again. And that's kind of what I love about the rivalry here. Steelers and Big Ben back on top of that division. All right, I know I got to take a break. I'll do that. I'll come back. Wrap things up like I always do, Dorfman style. I'll give you a parting shot. Week 8 of the NFL. I can't believe week 8 of the NFL is in the freaking books, man. It's the NFL Rewind on the world famous Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
From the 10, Roethlisberger throwing end zone. Antonio Brown, spectacular catch.
touchdown! Wow!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, week 8 style of the NFL Rewind here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. Run through the scores real quickly, give you that parting shot. Eagles 23-9 over the Cowboys, Seahawks 37-27 over the Niners, Saints beating the Bears 26-23 in OT, Broncos 31-30 with no time remaining on that one, Steelers 28-24 over the Ravens, continuing their dominance there and getting back into the mix as far as that division goes. They're the leaders. They're undefeated, baby. The only undefeated team in the NFL. Dolphins 28-17. Tua gets his first victory over the Rams. Chiefs 35-9 over the Jets. Packers 22-28 losing to the Vikings. Huge day from Dalvin Cook. 4 TDs on the day. Colts 41-21 over the Lydowns. Browns losing to the Raiders 16-6. And the Bengals taking down the Titans 31-20. Bills beating the Patriots 24-21. Man, what a wild day. All right, people, real quickly, final takes for you from the day. Listen, man, what a wild action-packed day. Intense rivalry, AFC North battle. Steelers hanging on. Only team undefeated in the NFL. Dalvin Cook crushing the Green Bay Packers. Patrick Mahomes over 400 yards, 5 touchdowns. Amazing, amazing day in the NFL. Bengals upsetting the Titans. What a takeaway. What a crazy day from the NFL. Week 8 in the NFL. Unbelievable. Patriots fumbling their way away and not having it happen. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Crazy week. I can't wait to come back next week.